questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRibe English Radio Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion, we have an expert from the Islamic House of Qom, Hojjatul Islam, Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Karimi. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
That's all right. According to the text of the Holy Quran, so we have so many ayats in the Holy Quran and also historical facts that Prophet Ibrahim on a day was invited to a party out of a town or a celebration along with the people of his town. But he, we can say, pretended to be sick, stayed in the town, went to the main, we can say, worshipping place of the people of his town and broke all the idols made from stone and wood over there. And gradually, he himself, along with his son Ishmael, built Kaaba, which is nowadays the worshipping place for so many Muslims all across the world. First of all, I'd be happy with breaking the idols. You just give us a picture of what happened on that time. And why building a house which is made out of brick and stone again? Because the idols were made out of the stone and were broken away. Why, again, we can't say making a house which is made out of brick, stone, and wood and something like that? Isn't it a kind of idol worshipping itself?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yeah, on that very specific day, according to the verses of the Quran and the narrations, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam broke all the idols except for the biggest one. And when the people asked him, he said that ask the big idol to answer you. And then they themselves confessed that it cannot talk. And he said that how you are worshipping an idol which cannot talk. So this was a practical lesson for those idol worshippers to tell them that you are worshipping idols made out of stones which cannot protect themselves and cannot talk. Now, there is a big difference between the idols and the holy house of God, the Kaaba. First of all, those people who say that the idols were made out of stone and the Kaaba is also out of stone, yeah, it might be true. But, the problem of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was not the material, the stones. So can anyone say that why Prophet Ibrahim built a house for himself, by the stones? No. He could have demolished the idols even if they were made of any other material other than the stones. Having said that, the first point is that, first of all, we should be noted that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was not the first person to build the Kaaba. No, Kaaba was built before him, and according to some people, it was first built by Adam alayhi salam, and Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam rebuilt that. So my point is that very specific point on the earth, that very spot is very important, not the building, because the building has been damaged and demolished throughout the yes. history several times, and it has been rebuilt. Of course, as long as there is a building over that spot, that building is holy. But my point is that if that building is holy, it is because of the holiness of that spot,
that's
not
right.
because of the holiness of the stones in and of itself. This is the first point. The second point is that, which is the main answer, there is a very, very big difference between idol worshipping and, taking Kaaba as the Qibla. So those people, those polytheists, during the history and even in our time, they worship the idols, literally speaking. They worship the idols. They believe that these idols have a role, direct role in their life.
That's right.
They ask them, they talk to them. And the same happened at the time of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and at the time of our Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. They came to the idols, they yes. talked to them, and they thought that, okay, they according to some yes. verses of the Quran, even the polytheists, they believe in Allah as the creator. But when it comes to the Lord and, I mean, managing the world, they believe that the idols have a role in managing the world. And that is why they worship the idols too. But nowadays, if you tell any Muslim that when you go to Mecca and you circumambulate around the Kaaba, you are worshiping the Kaaba, they will laugh. I mean, no Muslim accepts that we worship this site, this holy Kaaba, although this is very, very holy.
Yes.
But all the Muslims unanimously say that no, we worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this place is holy because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that this is a holy place. So even at the time of the Prophet, those people put the idols inside the Kaaba, which means that they were worshipping the idols and not the Kaaba. So the big difference between the idols and the Kaaba that was built or rebuilt by Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam is that Nimrud and people who followed him, they were worshipping the idols, and Ibrahim alayhi salam built a house not to be worshipped, rather just to be taken as a holy place. So it is a very big difference between an idol as something which is worshipped and a qibla. So for that we have a verse in chapter Baqarah, verse 115, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, walillahi al-mashriq wal-maghrib, and Allah's is the east and the west. فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. Therefore, wherever you turn, there is Allah's face or purpose. Surely Allah is ample giving, knowing.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So according to this verse, even if there is a qibla for you, it doesn't mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billah, is staying there.
Yes.
No. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ. For Allah is the east and west. Allah is omnipresent. Allah is everywhere. And if we take the Kaaba as a holy place, it is only because of the fact that, first of all, that spot is holy. And second of all, it is only a qibla for us and only in the obligatory prayers. We know that when it comes to the nawafil, for the recommended prayers, we are able to do that in any direction. Only for the obligatory prayers, and we are obliged to direct ourselves toward qibla. And of course, for any other actions, there are some other actions for which we need to be toward Kaaba, but for the rest of the actions, we are recommended to be directed toward the Holy Mecca and the Kaaba. And that is for giving an order to all Muslims, so that when they come together, it shouldn't be the case that there is a kind of disorder, each one is heading toward one direction. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants all the people to head toward the Kaaba and the holy city of Mecca. So, in another verse, which is referring to the same point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O the Prophet, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. So, turn your face toward Masjid al-Haram, which is the Holy Kaaba. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is answering maybe a misconception and misunderstanding. Does it mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only there and we cannot, direct ourselves to any other direction? The answer is negative. To answer this question from another perspective, we may talk about the concept of tawassul too. Because unfortunately, nowadays in our times, especially through the teachings of Wahhabism and Salafism, some people have come to accuse Shia of worshipping the Imam or worshipping the graves because of the fact that the Shia go to the holy shrines of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam and pay a visit, or because of the fact that they do tawassul to the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. But the same point is mentioned here. We ask those Wahhabis and Salafis, do the Shia who go to visit the holy shrines of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, do they believe, do they worship these places? Do they worship the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam? For sure, the answer of all the Shia is negative. No Shia go to Mashhad to worship Imam Rida alayhi salam or to worship his holy shrine. The point is that for us, for the Shia, and for many Sunnis, that place is a holy place because an Imam is buried there, and there are narrations about the significance of that holy shrine. We pay a visit to the Imam to respect the Imam and also to take benefit from that holy place, spiritually speaking. So it has nothing to do with worshipping that place. What matters is the intention. The intention of the people is just ziyarah, to pay a visit, to respect the Imam, and to benefit from that holy place, spiritually speaking. The same is true about doing tawassul. When we resort to Imams of the Ahlul Bayt and we ask them to act as intermediaries between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't mean that we are worshipping them. It doesn't mean that we believe in them as independent people from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No Shia believes in Imam Ali alayhi salam as an independent person from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever yes. merits, power, virtues Imam Ali alayhi salam has, all of them are given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to the verses of the Noble Book of Quran, all the people are poor before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
So the intention matters. No one who asks the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt for help believes in them as independent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
And in the famous dua of tawassul, we begin by saying that Allahumma, O Allah, then we ask our requests. And even for the requests, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we just ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us through the right and merits of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. So the same is true about the Holy Kaaba. The intention of idol worshippers is to worship the idols.
Yes.
But the intention of Muslims directing toward Qibla yes. or circumambulating around the Kaaba
yes.
has nothing to do with the concept of ibadah or worship.
And also the other customs that are available at the Hajj pilgrimage, all of them symbolizing a divine action. Thank you very much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
Really benefited from your speech. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن.
القرآن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن